18th Planning and Zoning Meeting to order at 7:02 PM. Everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And the clerk, please call a roll.
Mr. Estewan.
Excused.
Mr. Jalowick.
Present.
Mr. Kupchansky.
Here.
Mr. Sanchez.
Here.
Mr. Miskowitz.
Here.
Mr. Sadlick. Mr. DiGiovanni.
Here.
Mr. Fratola. And Mr. Blissman. Say hello, Dan.
Hello.
Thank you.
Can you hear me? Is my mic working?
There we go.
Working now.
Loud and clear. Thanks, Karen. I don't know of any additions, deletions, or corrections to the agenda. If anybody else has anything, let me know. Going once, twice. We'll move on to communications. The only communications that, and I think we all received it, was an email from Roger regarding the scoot and paddle. And I understand that the Board of Aldermen took action yesterday to allow that to go forward. I believe we all agreed last month that P&Z did not need to take any action for that to happen, and that we were all supportive in that. So if anybody wants, I can read that email into the record, but I'm not so sure it's necessary. So move on to the public portion. Is there anybody from the public that would like to address the commission? Anybody from the public would like to address the commission on any item? Going once, going twice.
I'd like to ask about that scoot and paddle. I thought that at the meeting of the Aldermen's meeting, they stated that the land use boards had to review the application.
Gino, can you comment on that, or Vin?
I'm sorry, Karen. I didn't hear your question, to be honest. I just heard bits and pieces of it.
That's what my mother-in-law keeps telling me when her hearing aids don't work. Jeez. My question, I thought that the land use boards were going to look at scoot and paddle, being that it's in the flood zone.
Well, the Board of Aldermen passed it, so I guess it would be the pleasure of this board, but I don't know the answer to that. Vin? I could just tell you what we did yesterday.
So, Mr. Chair, there's two different issues. One is the Board of Aldermen granted the lease of a subject area for a specific business purpose. That business would still file an application for site, for what we kind of consider like a site plan approval, right? So that, because it's two different issues. One is the leasing of town property to this entity, and the other is the land use aspect of it. And this body has the jurisdiction over the land use aspect of it. So I think for purposes of making sure that public safety is in check, there should be some type of a site plan that is reviewed by this body and signed off.
Okay. I will let Chairman Estewan know that, and Roger, in a return email, that the commission will need to have a site plan review.
Yeah, I mean, people may not like that, but I think it's appropriate.
Okay.
That's why I had given Teddy a call today, because the documents that we received, she did have that, and I thought she was going to be forwarding that over to us.
Yeah, the email Roger sent to her reflected what we talked about last month, and that my remembrance of the discussion from last month is that we decided we didn't require a site plan review because it was a temporary, more of a town issue. But it sounds like we should Ryan is not available either tonight, so
Mr. Chairman,
put it on the agenda for next month.
whatever the pleasure of the, I mean, if you feel that it's temporary and that a full site plan application to this body, I think there should be at least an administrative review by your staff. Yeah. At a minimum.
Excuse me. Let me ask a question. Yes. Is there a building proposed with this application?
Is there what, Dave? I didn't hear it.
Building.
No, it's no just a Connex box. That's all it is. Just to store the canoes in. That's it.
Right. There's no construction. It's just a location in an area.
Are there any sanitary facilities?
No.
No.
Wow.
There's one Connex box that's going to be put as soon as you drive in underneath the Route 8 bridge there. Before you get to the Riverwalk, one Connex box right there just for her storage of her bikes and canoes.
I think porta potties, but those are not really subject to much of anything, are they, Dave?
Oh, yeah. Still have to be.
I'm sorry. Was this item added to the agenda? I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it was not. It was not, Mark, and thank you for that. I was just reporting on the fact that we had communication on the item. I think what we're going to do is make a motion under new business that this be added to the agenda for discussion next month.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is there an application? I mean, I'm sorry.
There is no application, but it sounds like there's a discussion about whether there might need to be one. So.
And for purposes of timing, because we're going to be getting into that May or June season, if the applicant file something, this body can, upon receipt, either reject it as being unnecessary or can adjudicate it.
Yeah, but I think Mark's right. We can't really fully discuss this at this meeting because it's not on the agenda.
You're correct.
So we'll move on to, we were in the public portion, actually, when the question came up. So is there anything else from the public that they want to bring up? Okay, we'll move on to approval of minutes. We have two sets of meeting minutes that were distributed. The first one from the February 21st meeting. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Mm-hmm. Any opposed? Well, the February 21st meeting minutes are approved. Move on to the approval of the meeting minutes from March 21st. Do I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from March 21st? Somebody? All right, I'll make the motion. Do I get a second?
Mr. Blitzman made the motion, but he's on mute.
Mute. And I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Abstaining. I wasn't there.
One abstention. And so the meeting minutes for 3/21 are approved. Receipt of applications. We have no new applications. New business. I'll make a motion that we add to the agenda and notify the applicant that there'll be a discussion regarding the scoot and paddle application for next month. And I'll also pass that on to the chairman and Ryan for consideration. Do we have a second on that motion?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved. Thank you.
Steve, I do have a question about that.
Sure, Dan.
Assuming she's going to need to, maybe this should have been in the discussion of the motion. If she's going to need to apply, or we think she's going to need to apply, we're going to tell her to apply before the next meeting in the interest of moving things forward. Should we grant her the whatever necessary of posting about the public hearing in conjunction with her applying? Do we need to have any kind of special whatever, or can we receive the application, have the public hearing notice put out there? So at the May meeting, we can at least bang out one public hearing, hear her application, just in case, just so it's not July when she finally gets approved.
Right.
She came before us in February or March.
We haven't determined if this is a special exception or not. If it's a site plan review, you don't need a hearing.
Right. Well, that was going to be my question. If did we do we need a public hearing for this?
Only if it's going to be a special exception.
Okay.
Right. So I think we let it go forward.
I'll shut up.
Yeah. No, no, I agree. It, but again, we can't really fully discuss this at this meeting because
I just don't want to see her get screwed over. That's all.
Nope. I agree. I don't think anybody here disagrees with that, Dan. Okay. Let's move on to Vin. I assume you're standing in for Barbara.
That's correct.
Can you give us an update on the Jacobs Park property?
Yes. So first of all, I just want to be mindful of this body's role in this process. And that is at some point in time, possibly, if this relocation actually occurs, there'll be an application that will be filed with this body at that moment in time, at some point in the future. And that application will be what this body has to adjudicate. That is the relocation site, which is proposed to be behind the, I think it's Road B, in that area, general area.
DJ?
That's when this body will, this matter will be properly before this body. In the current stage, what we're doing is we're waiting for the state to get back to us on approval of, there was grant monies that were made available to the city for specific purposes related to this property, the Jacobs property or the downtown development. And the state has to approve how that money is being used. So we have, at this point, there's nothing really to report because we've been waiting on the state to tell us whether or not the city can use the money for the purposes of the relocation of this business concern. So that's really where, and we've been waiting now for a couple of months. So we're in a holding pattern at the moment.
Yeah, I think my main concern for raising the issue last month is that this has been with our planning hat on, not the zoning regulation hat. And clearly the planning focus of this is that property impacts redevelopment of the south side of Main Street. And it has for quite a few years. And so this has been dragging on. And that was the point why I brought it up. I'm assuming some of the other commissioners feel the same way, is that this is, you know, we now have road construction well underway. Somebody is already putting in foundations, but all the other developers and people that might be interested are probably holding their breath wondering whether this is going to be resolved or not. So that was the reason I brought it up last month.
And Mr. Chair, we have made certain, and we've said with no ambiguity, that the acquisition of this property is critical to the downtown development. We have, you know, in every meeting that we've had with the state representatives, we've told them how critical this property is and how without it, the whole downtown development kind of falls apart. So they know this, they know the gravity of what we're dealing with. So, but we're still waiting.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I have a couple of questions. The last time we heard a report on this property, it was going to go through eminent domain. And that was going to take place possibly 2 months after that report was given. It seems like we've got two different issues concerning this property. One is the acquisition of the property, and number two, the relocation of the existing business there. Now, is this the same money that we're using?
It's actually two issues that are the same. The relocation expense,
yeah,
is the portion of the tenancy that would have to be compensated,
right,
through an eminent domain. And what in order to benefit the city, we are trying to acquire this without eminent domain because it gives the city more flexibility. So we could go into court tomorrow and take the by eminent domain.
Let me ask you the question. Does the city have the money?
Well, that's why we're working with the state. The city,
Mr. Chair,
the city has $5 million of grant monies that we're proposing to utilize primarily for the acquisition of this parcel, which would include two interests, the fee interest, which is the owner of the property, Jacobs, and the tenancy, which is the Rubino and Sons.
So something, Mr. Chair, that should be talked about in executive session?
That would be out of order, Mr. Chair. This body doesn't have the ability to go into executive session over this issue. You're not part of the negotiations.
Okay, yeah, I'm not talking about negotiations.
Yeah. No. So I'm just trying to answer your question. What you're asking has been discussed in public before. So I don't think it's So
no, it's fine. Just
otherwise I wouldn't have responded to you.
The timeline is just, it's out of whack then from what we understood the last time we got a report on this.
Well, and that is largely getting responses out of the state. I mean, at this point they have all the information that they've been requested. And we're simply waiting for the green light. Once we get the green light, it's a matter of the city, if we're doing it by eminent domain, filing something with the court, which would be pro forma, because it would be a friendly eminent domain, or simply doing some type of a private purchase, which is what our preference is, because it gives us more flexibility. But, it's about getting it done right. And getting it done without any expense to the taxpayers of the city. That's the goal.
Do we have an estimated timeline on this?
We have not. The answer is no.
You're answering my question truthfully, and that's all.
The answer is we're waiting. We inquire with the state agency who's overseeing this regularly, asking them to advance the matter.
I work for the state, Vinny, so I know the mills of the state churn slowly.
Well, yes, I've been waiting in another municipality. I've been waiting for 7 months for a response from out of deep. So, but I think we're I'm cautiously optimistic that we're close in time, but I don't want to give you a false number.
Thank you. I appreciate your honesty.
Do any of the other commissioners have a question or comment on the matter? I would just ask that somebody, regularly update the commission as to what's going on. Like I said, from our planning point of view, it impacts our ability to work on the south side redevelopment. So, okay, let's move on. That's the last of the new business. We'll move on to old business. Jake Clark's Landscaping, 261 New Haven Avenue, site plan application. We did receive from the applicant a letter dated April 15th sent to the chairman regarding the application. He has asked, please accept this, there, Mr. Estewan, please accept this letter as a request to extend the application process for an additional 65-day period to make changes to the drawing and provide new data requested by the city engineer. Sincerely, Jonathan Clark, Jake Clark's Landscaping. I don't think, Vin, that we need to take a vote on accepting that letter, actually, do we? It just automatically
It's accepted as a matter of law. I mean, some commissions vote, but you don't have to.
No.
Okay. So that's where we are with that one. And Kevin White, you're finally on. Thanks for joining, Kevin. 310 Sentinel Hill, can you give the commission a little update on the trials and tribulations with that property?
And first of all, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. I'm sorry I missed the last meeting. I was actually, I don't know if I signed in, but by the time I got back, you were done. So I apologize for that.
No problem.
Is the applicant on in your list of joining people today? He is?
Yes.
What?
Attilio, are you here?
Applicant. Yes.
If you're going to speak, can you please state your full name and address for the record?
Alirio Zapata, 310 Sentinel Hill Road, Derby, Connecticut. Status 06418.
Okay.
Attilio, would you like to explain what you're proposing to do?
I just proposing. I have a new surveyor like 10 years ago, and my new surveyor has already been proposed my addition in the driveway, and I don't did in that time because I don't have enough money to do anything. But I planning to do it in this time if I can have that permit.
So you're.
Mr. Chairman, do we have an application before us?
We do not. This is an informal discussion.
Oh. Dave, he has an application to the zoning, building department to put an addition on his house.
Oh, I see.
Okay. And this is how this all got started, basically. And let me give you a little bit of background from our viewpoint. He came in last, probably late fall, early winter, to come in with an application to do exactly what he just said. A review of the file indicates that there's many outstanding issues on particular property. Dave, you actually were involved with some of it way back when, if you remember.
Oh, I remember.
I explained to the applicant that before we can issue new permits, we have to kind of get the stuff that's in the background cleared up, and then we can go forward. Ted asked me to look into it. There's a bunch of issues with cease and desists, blight, and I can't, other than talking to your commission and getting these issues out on the table, try to figure out what the next step is before we can issue a new building permit. So that's the issue we're at tonight.
And you've identified all the issues to the applicant?
He's aware of it. We had a meeting last Tuesday morning with the mayor, the building inspector, the fire marshal. I guess it just becomes a matter of step by step trying to figure out what has been done. What if you go through the file, I think there's three or four separate cease and desist warnings and correspondence, but there's never a resolution. There's never an actual permit, or there's never a written correspondence that what these issues are have been resolved. You know, I'm kind of at a loss on how to proceed, whether we just start as far back as 2000 and 2005, 2017, 2000, and going through these issues and then putting some correspondence in that, yes, it is done properly, or no, it's not done properly. And I really, like I said, this discussion is probably good for the applicant, for our office, and for your commission.
I think that would make sense because we've got to clear that backlog, so to speak.
Right.
Is there anything you can add from the legal perspective on how to proceed?
No, I think proceeding as discussed is, you know, the way I would go.
Yeah.
If there was anything in the file that indicated that, you know, one of the issues in 2010 was resolved and that the permits have been taken out, and you know, but there is nothing. There's not one shred of information that says any of this has ever been resolved. So
I don't think there's any permits.
I don't think so either, Dave. That's, I think, is where the real problem is.
Well, I think we ought to thank the applicant for coming forward and trying to deal with this, and we appreciate that because it has been, you know, raised as an issue for the city by neighbors, by other residents, as to the condition of the property. So I think if we can get the applicant to agree that he will work closely with Kevin to try to resolve those issues, and just between the two of you report back to the commission on a regular basis as they get resolved one way or the other. My opinion would be that we would be satisfied, but I don't want to speak for the rest of the commissioners. I want to hear what their opinion is. That's mine.
Well, some of the issues are not resolvable with the Planning and Zoning Commission. Some of them, for example, would have to go before the Zoning Board of Appeals. Mm-hmm. Some of them are blight issues.
Blight, that's another thing that just sticks out.
It would have to go before the Board of Aldermen.
Okay. Yeah, blight, so, blight is a special
subcategory
to this whole issue. Careful.
You know, identify, you know, I think, you know, the first step, Kevin, is identifying the property as a non-conforming use in the R3 zone. And, you know, move from there, okay? It's a pre-existing two-family house in the R3 zone, which is legal.
It's legal, and it was as far back.
As long as it's not expanded. As long as it's not expanded, it's legal, okay? And, you know, if you proceed, now there's ways of resolving that if it has been expanded, but it's not through the Planning and Zoning Commission.
It would have to go to ZBA.
Going to go to ZBA.
Right.
So I mean, filed, we don't have any record of, you know, was there ever a blight lien put on or?
Yes.
There was, okay.
Yeah, and it became very large. Now, the applicant has said that he's made some progress making payments on that and it has been reduced. There's nothing in the file that says that there's a number that was reached or that that blight issue is off the table anymore. Again,
is it still accumulating?
Again, that's all I'm telling you is what I have in front of me right now.
Right.
And this is what I'm trying to explain to the applicant. He's coming and looking for a permit. We can't give permits until we get these back issues resolved, and then he can go forward.
Kevin, has Ryan or Barbara or Vin's office been involved in those discussions with the applicant? Does it make sense to have kind of a meeting of the minds together?
Yes.
A lot of path.
Yes.
Yeah, because Kevin, maybe we can talk offline.
Okay.
Because we might be able to streamline this for the applicant. And, you know, in a way that maybe it does come back to this body by way of a like a remediation/site plan kind of combo.
Right. And that's what I've been trying. Right. Because there's no sense dragging these things along month to month and year to year. I mean, as I said, Dave Kopjanski's name appears on this documentation as far back as 2006, I think. Right.
Right. So if we can get a master plan of what needs to get done.
Yeah.
In the remediation aspect of it, and then in the site plan improvement of it, we might be able to formulate an application for a review of this body.
Yeah, and I started working on that yesterday. It's probably good that I didn't have anything that was finalized because I'm getting more into this now tonight and knowing where I'm going to be going in the next couple of days and weeks. And then we should come back next month and say, this is where we're at, this is where we're going to be. And, you know, I think the applicant is, and if he's here and he wants to get this resolved too. And I don't think we all just want to just drag this out forever.
Right.
I agree.
Kevin, let me ask you one question. Is there a survey of the property?
Yes.
Oh, good. That's a good starting point.
Yeah, there is. I have that. I have the thing right in front.
Good.
All right. So it sounds like we have, you know, any other commissioners have comments or questions?
I'll reach out to the applicant tomorrow. I'll try to get something in writing for my next meeting down in Derby on Tuesday, and we'll definitely be back on your agenda for that.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin, and thanks to the applicant. I apologize for not being able to pronounce your name. I don't even want to try. It'll be embarrassing if I do. Thank you.
Bye.
Next time on the agenda was an executive session. I think that's it on old business. Was an executive session in case we needed it. Doesn't appear we need it. So leave that off or not. We don't have one. And then last item is payment of bills. We do have some bills from our engineering consultant. Need a motion to pay those bills if found correct.
Make a motion.
I'll second. Second.
Gino.
Thank you, Gino. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we can pay the bills. And a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
Thank you, everybody. Have a good evening.
Thank you as well.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Good job, Steve.